But if it's a service, the place that you come from mm-hmm. needs to be in alignment with who you are on a deeper level than I need to make money, because that's not going to sustain you through entrepreneurism.
Welcome back to For Entrepreneurs by Entrepreneurs. I am Eric Verde. This week, episode 39, Erin McCullough with Erin Mac LLC joins us to talk about her superpower, how she helps entrepreneurs, business owners with her mindset. You know, everything about growing a business, growing a following, and becoming successful in the entrepreneurial small business world. And Erin resides in Portland, Oregon. Erin, thank you for joining us this week.
Oh my gosh. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I am super stoked to learn about you and share your story with our listeners. Before we get into the meat of the interview, give our listeners your backstory. What business are you in and what do you do for others?
Well, so I like to call myself the joy slinger. So I teach people how to be in joy now, regardless of what's going on in their lives, regardless of who's in their lives, regardless of what it looks like. And I wasn't always this way. I've been an entrepreneur for 21 years, and I had a business that I sold a couple of years ago that I had for 18 years, and I was not in joy over that business, let's just say. I was really good at a lot of things about it, but I was that business owner, and I think maybe your audience be able to relate, that was just sort of felt like my hair was on fire all the time. And I was running around doing all the things and I couldn't enjoy myself, even though I had the things that I started the business for, which was, you know, time flexibility and, you know, being able to dictate your own income. I literally was beholden to my business, my employees, my clients all day long, every day, 24/7. And it was an awful, awful way to do life. Let alone business. So I had an experience about 10 years into that business where, see, I would get like so fanatical about my integrity that if a client called and complained, I would get so crazy that I would drop everything and just run over and try and fix the problem. And this particular moment, this client called, she was super upset and, you know, all the things, what kind of business you're trying to run, whatever. And I went, oh my gosh, I'll be there in like 2 seconds. And I called my friend and I said, listen, can I drop my kid off for a couple of hours? I got to go take care of something. No problem. I race over to my friend's house. I back into her driveway and I sideswipe my car on her husband's truck. And I don't really think much of it other than I've got to deal with it later. But I like turned to my friend. I was like, I got to go. Sorry about that. And I leave. I come back a couple hours later and she goes, you know, how's everything? I said, fine. How did everything go? She said, fine. The kids were great. I need to talk to you about something though. And I said, what's that? She said, well, when you backed into the driveway, my husband was under his truck working on it. And he thought he was going to die. He thought the truck was going to land on him. And I was devastated. I just went, this cannot continue. I cannot be this person in this life. Like I almost killed this person. I know it wasn't intentionally, it was an accident, but I was so crazy in my mind to make sure to defend my integrity that I, you know, didn't even take care of regular everyday things that, and I nearly killed somebody who, you know, was a father and had kids and a wife. And I just went, okay, like enough, that's enough. I've got to figure out a different way. And so from that moment, and he was fine, but he was obviously freaked out and I was freaked out every time I saw him. Right. And it was just a good reminder that, you cannot be that invested in something in that way. Right. So then I had to kind of discover how was I going to go ahead and do my life differently that had, you know, more meaning and mm-hmm. purpose and also in a way that included others. Right. Like more less about me and making sure that, you know, I was okay then and more about like how was I going to bring others in and create a more collaborative environment, so to speak.
So how did you do that?
So I, you know, like any, I think many entrepreneurs, they, you know, I went, started going to a bunch of seminars, right? So I had like seminars on business, seminars on success, seminars on relationships. And I got heavily involved in a seminar company for about a decade. And I did all their seminars. I staffed for them. I chief of staffed. And it was a really good starting off place. And then I began to read and really get into, you know, they call them self-help books, but really understanding on a deeper level what's happening in this world. And then I had another crisis in my life. I was going through a divorce, and I just, you know, after 10 years of being in seminars and doing all the self-help stuff and learning all these things, I literally was like in the worst place in my life. Like I couldn't call on that information to help me at that moment. And I just thought, well, what a waste, you know, tens of thousands of dollars I spent doing all these seminars and helping all these people, and I can't help myself. There's something wrong here. And I had this crazy experience where I started to read this book. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called A Course in Miracles, which for me was apt at the time. You know, like landing on a miracle would have been great. It's meant to be, it has 365 passages, and it's meant to be a daily passage every day for you to think about and sort of conduct your life about. And about a month in, I started having this very weird experience where every time I opened up the book to the next passage, all I could see in bold were the words joy, the path is joy. And I was just like, after a month of that, I was like, okay, I get it. But how do I get there? Like, how do I experience that? Because I'm in misery right now. And as it were, I had met this gentleman, Mike Dooley, who was through the other seminar company that I was involved with. And he had a seminar coming up, and I just needed anything. So I went to his seminar, and as it turns out, it was a day long seminar on the visualization process.
Okay.
And I came home and I enacted this visualization process, and like everything lined up in my life. My business that had been for sale for about 8 or 9 months, I called my broker when I got home from the seminar, and I said, listen, I just want to let you know my business is going to sell by the end of the month, and there's going to be a bidding war. And he was like, well, you know, we'd all like to think that's going to happen. And I was like, oh no, it's happening. And lo and behold, in a week, it went into a bidding war when he was just talking to me about lowering the price. And then I met the love of my life, and then I went and trained under Mike Dooley to teach his seminars. I came home, put on my first seminar, and within 5 minutes recognized that it was my purpose to help people find their joy and be able to cultivate it daily so that they can have that as their main experience in life.
And what a journey that is. Wow. Well, thanks for sharing that, Erin.
That was a lot, I know.
Yeah, that's a lot, but you've had a lot go on in your life.
Yeah.
So definitely. You've reinvented yourself. Are you remarried?
No.
Not remarried. No. Kids? How many kids?
One. Gonna be 13-year-old next week.
Oh, awesome. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So this visualization has helped mold you, guide you, help you become more of the person that you wanted to be. So what is your superpower? Like, what are you giving back to entrepreneurs?
Well, I help them find. So as I said, I was that entrepreneur that was like craziness all day long, every day, you know, running around doing all the things. I help them find calm, peace of mind, and meaning in their life now. Like, we all like to set these goals for these audacious things, and that's wonderful to do. But the reality is when we set goals, those goals are really about how we think we're going to feel when we mm-hmm. have the thing. I want to create that experience now. And so I do teach a visualization process, and I use that to help people find their joy, because that's where I located mine. And it was through this, I think people know what visualization is. Athletes use it, you know. So it's like the movies, like mental movies, right, of what you'd like to see. But I take it like a step further. So my mental movie every morning for 5 minutes is a day in the life, a day in the life of everything I ever wanted. That includes all the things, right, material, but it also includes the relationships, what they feel like. And the biggest piece of all of that is putting yourself in that movie and feeling all of those emotions and feelings. Like when I'm in my visualization in the morning, I have tears of joy running down my face. I'm like raising my arms in the air going, yes, this is amazing, right? Like that's like, who couldn't start a great day like that? Mm-hmm. And so that's where I found my joy. And that's what I teach clients. And then we talk about the things that it takes to cultivate it throughout the day, right? Because you can start wherever and be like super motivated and excited to do what it is that you do. And then, you know, a client complains or, you know, something doesn't go the way that we like it. And I help people understand like why we're here and what all those things mean, like that you're not your thoughts, that you're not your emotions. Those are things that are happening based on past experiences that you can actually use, but also not be beholden to. And so when you can understand what's actually happening with your thoughts and your emotions, then you can begin to create intentionally the experience that you want to have in your life. And that helps you to get more clear on, you know, why are you providing the service or product that it is that you're doing as an entrepreneur? Not just the monetary and those things. I mean, we all, you know, of course, need to have roof over our head and food to eat and all those things. But the bigger why, like, what are you really contributing here? What is your purpose? And how do you derive meaning in your life? And I think we can all agree that, you know, if I asked people what it is they want most in their life, they're going to say, I want to be happy. And that's what I help provide.
So when you're working with entrepreneurs, are you on a one-to-one basis or are these your seminars or is there coaching? Like how does that relationship look, Erin?
Yeah, I work one-on-one with clients and I also do courses. Mm-hmm. I have a course coming up mid-February. I haven't decided on a date yet, but I'll be promoting that pretty heavily starting in the next week or so, or probably the next couple of days. And the course is 4 weeks, 1 hour per week via Zoom. So anybody anywhere can attend.
Okay.
And it goes through this whole process. Like, how do we create that visualization, that day in the life, so that we can get super clear on why we're doing what we're doing, so that when it gets rough as entrepreneurs, which can be daily, we can call on that and go, okay, that's right. My big why was that I was going to enact some change in my family, in other people's families' lives, and I'm going to provide, you know, it doesn't have to be a heartfelt thing that you're providing, but if it's a service, the place that you come from mm-hmm. needs to be in alignment with who you are on a deeper level than I need to make money, because that's not going to sustain you through entrepreneurism.
I love it. So if you were talking to an entrepreneur, okay, and you do on a daily basis, give me the steps of how you get them from this mindset to, in your words, putting yourself in your own movie. Like, how do you get them to go from having this priority to having this priority? What does that look like? Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's a little longer than 3 steps, but I'll give you the intro to it. Typically a client is seeking me out when they have a lot of anxiety, they're overwhelmed in life, business, whatever, or they worry a lot, you know, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, how am I going to make ends meet? How am I going to get, you know, I want to scale up. I can't do this, whatever. So they're in some sort of transition typically. So they're either wanting to scale up their business, they're having a hard time maintaining it, or they're wanting to get out. So when they come to me, the first thing I tell, like literally first session, is tell me your story. And of course they tell me all about rainbows and sunshine and all the things, but no, they tell me all the stuff like, when I was a kid, this happened, and then this other thing happened, and then I felt ridiculed, and then, you know, whatever. And so they tell me all those things. And I don't start that because I want to start off on a negative note. I want them to recognize how attached they are to that story. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing I tell them is, you can never tell that story again. You're not allowed to tell it out loud. You're going to start catching it in your mind so that you don't tell it anymore in your mind. And you're not allowed to get into relationship with other people over it. So when somebody says, oh, I was abused, or my father was an alcoholic or whatever when I was a kid, you're not allowed to go, oh, that happened to me too, and get into that conversation. Because just because that happened to you, it is not who you are. And once you can recognize that those past things that happened that were not so great are not actually who you are, then you can begin to build anew. And then we begin to build the story of what we would like our life to look like. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes people have had a really hard life, and some of those things, it's really hard to go from, you know, we were super poor and sometimes didn't eat, to I want to be a multimillionaire. Obviously there's a big gap there, right? So sometimes it has to be laddered up. So you sort of, I catch them where they're at. We talk about the story. We let the story go. We begin to use techniques to awareness. And I'll tell you that change happens, in my estimation, in the work that I do, it's a three-step process. It's awareness, like being aware that this doesn't feel good. I don't want to do this anymore. That's not so hard, because usually we're in some sort of like crisis or something, and we go, oh, I can't do this anymore, right? The next piece, although it's a little bit more than that, right? Because awareness is like, once you get into that crisis mode, trying not to put a Band-Aid on it so that you can like actually work on it and let it go. So awareness is a continual thing. The second part is having a strategy or tool to call on when you're in that moment. And those are the things that I teach. And the third piece is the practice of this new way of being, which is the most difficult of the three, because you've practiced being this other way for so long that you have to unlearn and relearn. And that requires rewiring your brain, you know, practicing things that don't feel good, that don't feel natural. And that's how you know you're in the sweet spot. When it feels totally uncomfortable, then you're like, but what I want to tell people is, it's not like, you know, nobody's going, ooh, change, yay, love changing things.
Right.
Like, nobody loves that. The human experience is not about change. It's about comfort and safety. But you have to get outside of comfort and safety to create something new. You can't create something new from the same places that you dwell in all the time and have for, you know, I'm 50, for 40 something years, right? I'm still working on stuff all the time. And you just, it's not a bad word to change. It's just, it's different. And if we can look at it as different and not hard or negative, then we can understand that from that difference comes all the things, like all the wonderful, amazing new ways of being. And when you understand what's going on with you and others, and you understand that you're not your thoughts, and you understand that you're not your emotions, then you can begin to allow other people to be them too. That way your expectations aren't being poked at all the time, and you're not in reaction to everybody and everything. You can appreciate everybody's opinion and still have your own, and it's just fine that way.
That's powerful. I love it. So how would listeners, viewers find you, learn more about you, hear you speak, attend one of your seminars? I assume they're mostly virtual right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, I was doing virtual before all this started.
Okay.
So I was doing some in person, but that's clearly not happening anytime soon. So I'm fine to do virtual. So let's see, couple of ways. So definitely LinkedIn is a great place to get me. Another, and it's Erin Mack, LLC. Instagram is also super great. If you want to follow me, I post a ton of content all the time, strategies, thoughts, ways to sort of look at things differently, to create a different perspective. And that handle is Erin Mack LLC as well. And Then my link to my website is also on Instagram and in LinkedIn. And there's, more content and ways to contact me and different, signing up for courses and that sort of thing is all there.
How many courses do you typically run a year?
Oh, so I've just been doing it for the last 3 years. Gosh, I don't know. I don't keep track. Somewhere around 7.
Okay.
And
they're 21-day, 30-day courses? Or how do they look? How are they structured?
No, they're 4 weeks, 1 hour per week. My intention is this year, by the end of the year, to have a mastermind group. So people who've gone through the initial course can sign up for a mastermind to do a deeper dive into this and then get more specific help for, their business specifically or their, personal challenges, whatever they are.
Awesome. So listeners, viewers, if you are an entrepreneur and you want a change in mindset, if you want to, somebody that's traveled this path before and helps entrepreneurs see a different way of life and business and the life business balance, Erin McCullough with Erin Mack LLC. Look her up on LinkedIn or Instagram. Episode 39, For Entrepreneurs by Entrepreneurs, and we are out.